Psalm 1. Happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, and who does not stand on the way of sinners, and who does not sit in the seat of mockers, but whose delight is in the Lord's law, and in whose law he meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree planted at brooks of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and whose leaves will not wither, for everything that he does will prosper. Not so the wicked. They are, on the contrary, like chaff, which the wind drives about. That is why the wicked will not be able to stand at the judgment, nor will sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will cease. Psalm 2. Why do the Gentiles rage, and the nations contemplate a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the potentates plot together against the Lord and against his Messiah, and say, "Let us break their bonds apart, and cast their cords off us." He who dwells in the heavens will laugh, the Lord will deride them. Then he will speak to them in his anger, and in his fury he will terrify them. But I have anointed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will relate the Lord's statute. He has said to me, "You are my son. Today I begot you. Ask me, and I will give nations as your inheritance, and the ends of the earth as your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like a potter's jar. So now, you kings, act wisely. Be admonished, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice in awe. Kiss the Son, lest he becomes angry, and you perish on the way, when his anger is kindled but a little. Happy are all those who trust in him." Psalm 3. A psalm of David when he was fleeing from Absalom his son. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased! Many are rising up against me. Many say about myself, "There is no salvation in God for him." Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I call out to the Lord with my voice, and he answers me from his holy mountain. Selah. I lay down and fell asleep. Then I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of the tens of thousands of people who have ranged themselves against me. Rise up, O Lord. Save me, O God of mine, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheek. You have broken the teeth of the wicked. Salvation is of the Lord. Your blessing is on your people. Selah. To the choirmaster in singing set to stringed music. Psalm 4. A Psalm of David. When I call out, "Answer me, O God of my righteousness," you have relieved me in adversity. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You sons of man, how long will you put my glory to shame? You love vanity, you seek falsehood. Selah. So know that the Lord has set apart a sacred one for himself. The Lord will hear when I call out to him. Be overawed and do not sin, speaking in your heart on your bed, and be silent. Selah. Offer righteous sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Many say, "Who will show us goodness?" Raise the light of your presence on us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more so than at the time when their corn and new wine became abundant. I can lie down and sleep at the same time in peace, for you alone, O Lord, can let me dwell in safety. To the choirmaster in singing set to wind instruments.